This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The level of public disgust at Bill Cosby hit a new low over the weekend. The New York Times released excerpts from a 2006 deposition Cosby gave after being accused of drugging and molesting a woman. In it, he admits to slipping drugs to young women with the intent of having sex with them. In addition, he was not above flaunting his fame or promising mentorship and professional guidance to those that he hoped to seduce. Even staunch defender Whoopi Goldberg publicly withdrew her support as the once adored comedian was increasingly being shown as a manipulative sexual predator. Cosby has been accused of rape and assault by nearly 50 women, and yet only one of these alleged assaults can still be prosecuted due to statute of limitation laws that prevent older cases from going to trial. David Ruoff is a trial attorney with Howard and Ruoff in Manchester, New Hampshire, and president-elect of the New Hampshire Bar Association. We asked him here to explain statute of limitation laws in general and to better understand the sexual assault and defamation cases now against Bill Cosby. And David, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me, Virginia.
So first of all, are statutes of limitation, is that a federal laws or are these state by state?
They're both, and they vary state by state significantly for criminal or civil cases and also in federal court as well.
Okay, so criminal cases cannot be brought against Bill Cosby, if I understand that, except for by one woman because of statutes of limitations.
For the most part, that's correct. It's very difficult to bring old charges. There have to be very unique exceptions to the statute of limitations, like New Hampshire has several that would apply to the Cosby case. But in the jurisdiction where he's been reviewed, they've already concluded that they could not because there's no exception to the statute of limitations for those crimes.
So what is the purpose of the statute of limitation laws in general?
Well, the statutes of limitations came about historically to prevent stale prosecutions. It's an old throwback to old England, where the king could file criminal charges against anybody at any given time, particularly if they became politically prominent or powerful. The court would impose indictments on them and take them out of the running to become politically powerful.
Uh-huh.
So that's why you have these statutes that were passed, like the statutes of frauds and statutes of limitations, to rein in the power of the king to knock out competition. So that's where they come from. Today, they're really just jurisdictional in nature, which means that they limit when police can file charges.
With the idea being that, if a crime is so old, they cannot necessarily get the evidence or can't necessarily defend themselves?
It's more prophylactic than that. It's actually rooted in due process for the accused because it's very difficult to defend against allegations that are very, very old, very difficult to come up with, alibi witnesses or rebuild timelines to defend against a case.
Well, are statutes of limitation different depending on the crime? Say, is it different for theft than something like sexual assault?
Under New Hampshire law, the statute for like sexual assault or what we call felonious sexual assault, aggravated felonious sexual assault, there's a special rule for those types of cases that extends the statute of limitations for minor victims. Okay, so if you're under the age of 18 years old and you've been victimized, your statute of limitations for reporting and having that case prosecuted doesn't run until 22 years past your 18th birthday. So it gives people the ability to get out of a household or a relationship and gives them a sufficient amount of time to be able to deal with and go forward with a prosecution and assist. For garden variety offenses, it depends on the severity. For example, for misdemeanors, it's only a year. For violations, it's 90 days. So if you get a stopped for speeding and they don't give you a ticket for 90 days, you are scot-free. But for most felonies, it's typically 6 years.
How about something like murder? We have the New Hampshire cold case unit now. How far back can they go?
Murder is one of the only crimes for which there is no statute of limitations.
Now, you have a lot of experience dealing with sexual assault cases that have passed or exceeded statutes of limitation. So what is it about those crimes specifically that might make this more than a common occurrence?
Well, the dynamics in those cases, specifically cases involving children that are victims of sexual violence, the dynamics between the offender and the victim are are complex. And sometimes the victim doesn't even know that they're being victimized until they are pretty far removed from that relationship. All you have to do is look at the clergy cases where many kids were thought that, you know, what was being done to them was appropriate and normal. And it wasn't only until decades passed where they realized that it wasn't. Okay. So those types of cases have really created this exception to the what was historically just a six-year statute of limitations. And we're not going back too far. I mean, New Hampshire statute of limitations only changed in 1981. Prior to that, it was, you know, just a typical five-year statute of limitations.
I actually just read that Florida recently changed, doubled its statute of limitations for sexual assault cases. So is there a similar push to expand in other states?
I think as a result of the publicity of these cases, yes. That being said, you know, very old cases are very difficult to prosecute. Having done that a bunch in my career, I can tell you that when you look at a case that's very, very old, the chances of being able to put together proof beyond a reasonable doubt is pretty difficult.
I'm speaking with David Ruoff. He's a trial lawyer and president-elect of the New Hampshire Bar Association. And we're speaking about statute of limitation laws, especially as they relate to the dozens of alleged sexual assaults committed by the comedian Bill Cosby, only one of which may go to trial. So if statutes of limitation have passed for a criminal case, do victims have any kind of recourse in civil court?
Yes, they do. And quite often, the civil statutes of limitations for those types of offenses are longer. For example, we'll use New Hampshire as an example. It's 22 years after a victim turns 18 years old. But that is for regardless of the victim's age. Okay, that exception for the criminal statute only applies to minor victims. So you have to be under 18 at the time for that 22-year extension to apply. For a civil case, that's not true. It can be any time for the 22 years after you turn 18.
So why is that for a civil case so much easier to establish a case?
Well, I think the reason that the civil statutes are longer is because the legislatures are less concerned about criminal due process violations in stale criminal prosecutions. Keep in mind that the convictions for these types of offenses carry very hefty sentences, typically measured in decades. So I think the legislatures were more inclined to give leeway to people to sue civilly for damages. And a lot of times that's what victims want. They want reparation. They a lot of times they don't want the drawn out procedure that entails a criminal trial.
Well, given that the time has passed for filing criminal charges against Cosby for sexual assault, three of the Cosby's alleged victims have filed defamation cases against the former TV star. Now, what is their argument?
They are clever. What they did was they made public their accusations, and then they allowed Cosby and his camp to deny the allegations publicly. And they're claiming that by him denying it, that they are now defamed because he's publicly called them liars. And as private citizens, the protection of defamation law from state to state is much greater. Okay, so they can actually sustain a civil action against him for him publicly calling them liars.
So have you seen that kind of workaround being used before?
I think it's rare. I haven't seen it highlighted to the degree that it's been highlighted in the media with the Cosby case, Sue.
Do you think now that all these allegations against Cosby have a strong public momentum, especially after these documents were unsealed, will prosecutors be actively looking to pursue a criminal case?
Against him? If they have a way to get around a statute of limitations bar, they will. I mean, there are routinely cases. For example, in New Hampshire, the statute of limitations stops running if you are continuously absent from the jurisdiction. So if you commit an assault in New Hampshire and you leave and go to Massachusetts for 20 or 30 years, that statute of limitations doesn't run. I don't know if New Jersey or Massachusetts have those similar types of exceptions, but I know that prosecutors tend to like to make their judgments about going forward on a case on the merits and not just because of a technical jurisdictional limit by the statute.
Well, David Ruoff, thank you very much for explaining for us today.
Glad I could help.
David Ruoff, he's a trial attorney with Howard & Ruoff in Manchester, New Hampshire, and now president-elect of the New Hampshire Bar Association. You'll find more on the statute of limitations and the Cosby case at wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you so much for your listening time today. There is much more to hear and to explore at wordofmouthradio.org, including the Word of Mouth podcast. You can also sign up for it by searching Word of Mouth NHPR in iTunes or wherever you find your podcasts. And if you like it, please write a review and pass it along and tell a friend. After all, the best suggestions travel by word of mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott, and we'll be back with more Word of Mouth tomorrow at 2 here on New Hampshire Public Radio.